With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The White House has a plan to lower drug prices.
President Trump announced 9 drug makers have agreed to lower the cost of their prescription drugs.
This is the biggest thing having to do with drugs in the history of the purchase of drugs.
The companies, including Bristol-Myers Squibb, Merck, and Novartis, agreed to offer all of their flagship drugs at heavily discounted most favored nation prices.
In other words, whatever the drug sells for over the world, in the world, whatever the lowest number is, if it's Germany, if it's in UK, anywhere, we will match that price.
Patients in Medicaid already pay a nominal amount to fill their prescriptions, but lower prices could help people with no insurance. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Julie Walker has an update on the NTSB investigation into the plane crash that killed retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle.
Federal investigators trying to determine why a business jet carrying retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle, his wife, children, and 3 others crashed shortly after takeoff in Statesville, North Carolina, Thursday. NTSB investigator Michael Graham.
Early indications from multiple sources indicate that the airplane was stable on approach, configured for landing with the landing lights on, but the aircraft was coming in low.
Graham says they're still investigating who was piloting the plane. There were 3 on board. I'm Julie Walker.
A massive power outage knocking out power to 130,000 homes and businesses in San Francisco. The outage yesterday represented roughly a third of PG&E's customers in the city. The power failure left a large swath of the northern part of the city in the dark, beginning with the Richmond and Presidio neighborhoods and areas around Golden Gate Park. Repairs continue through the night. Still some 42,000 customers remain without power. This is SRN News. It appears you can't bring a Bible to Nicaragua.
The government has banned foreign visitors from bringing copies of the scriptures into the country amidst a crackdown on Christians, churches, and ministries that has attracted the attention of international religious freedom groups. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega doesn't like the fact that some clergymen have criticized his dictatorial rule and has retaliated by shutting down more than 1,300 churches and religious organizations since 2018. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of Syrian-American Jews has registered a non-governmental organization in Syria. It's a bid to restore Jewish heritage in a country where the once sizable religious minority has shrunk to almost nothing. Syrian government spokesman Hind Kabat says the establishment of the Jewish Heritage in Syria Foundation is a step for us to tell the world that our country has room for everyone and is inclusive of everyone. The Jewish community in Syria numbered about 100,000 at the start of the 20th century. This is SRN News. A statue of Barbara Rose Johns was unveiled during a ceremony on Capitol Hill this past week. Her new statue takes the place of Confederate General Robert E. Lee, which was removed several years ago. The new image depicts the late teenage civil rights activist as she protested poor conditions at her then-segregated Virginia high school. House Speaker Mike Johnson offers this tribute.
We are here to honor one of America's true trailblazers. A woman who embodied the essence of the American spirit in her fight for liberty and justice and equal treatment under the law, the indomitable Barbara Rose Johns.
Pearl Harbor survivor and U.S. Navy veteran Ira Ike Schaub has died. He was 105. His daughter says he passed away at home early Sunday. There only remain about a dozen survivors of the 1941 surprise attack, which killed just over 2,400 troops and propelled the country into World War II at the time. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.